Welcome to the Week Ahead in Russia, RFERL's Monday podcast about significant developments and upcoming events in Moscow and beyond. I'm Steve Gutterman, and this is going to be a monologue today, but I'll try to keep it pithy. I'm going to talk about President Vladimir Putin's trip to Saudi Arabia, which is today, and about Russia's role in the Middle East in general. This trip is quite symbolic, I'd say conveniently symbolic, really, of Russia's clout or influence in the Middle East, which has clearly grown in the past few years, five years or so. For a long time, Russia was seen maybe mainly as an ally of Iran in the region, or at least having a close relationship with Iran, building the nuclear power plant. And obviously, Iran is a major regional foe of Saudi Arabia and some other countries in the region. In the past few years, Russia's also has been cultivating relations with Turkey more. They had a big falling out at one point when the plane was shot down, but have sort of gotten back on track since then. Russia, you know, which is not in OPEC, and Saudi Arabia have been working together for a few years on oil prices under something called OPEC Plus. And they've been collaborating to bolster oil prices by limiting output. After the United States, Russia and Saudi Arabia are the top two oil producers in the world. And Russia and Saudi Arabia have also been discussing possible arms deals, and they've been involved in some other cooperation. So this kind of diversifies Russia's relations in the Middle East. And, of course, the Kremlin wants to have good relations with a country that has such close ties to the United States. I'm talking about Saudi Arabia. And the timing of Putin's visit there happens to have an added symbolism, I think, because it's coming at a time when U.S. forces are pulling back from northern Syria. I left out discussion of Russia's relationship with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government. Now, obviously, Russia's been backing Assad's government and its forces throughout the war in Syria, which started with a clampdown on pro-democracy protests and protests against Assad in 2011. And then Russia stepped up its involvement in the war in 2015 with a campaign of airstrikes and, you know, that continues, and also a bolstered presence on the ground. So that's been a big element, obviously, of kind of Russia's growing footprint, at least, and its influence in the Middle East. And so now this trip to Saudi Arabia comes at a time when Turkey is launching an offensive in an area long held by Syrian Kurds backed by the United States. And the U.S. is pulling back or pulling out forces from that area in northern Turkey. These Syrian Kurds were allied with the U.S. in fighting Islamic State militants. These Kurds have turned to the Syrian government for military assistance. So it's a big change there, which clearly plays into Russia's hands in terms of Russia can say, look, the U.S. is pulling out and is leaving these people, you know, with nowhere to turn. Now, I'm not going to talk about ramifications for Russia's relations with Turkey. But, you know, clearly this is the kind of thing. I mean, I think one symbolic sort of comparison, a few years ago you had, Russian apparent mercenaries being involved and, in an attack by U.S. forces, because they were there. And now, you know, what happened recently is that U.S. forces were attacked by Turkish forces coming in. So, essentially, it's a U.S. retreat, which and some of the Kurds who have been backed by the U.S. have now turned to Assad. who is backed by Russia. So, you know, again, it's all kind of lots of happening on the ground and in the air, but it's all sort of part of the symbolic symbolism of Russia's increased clout in the Middle East. One thing I want to say, there's at the same time as all this is going on, it's kind of more coming out, I guess, about the way Russia has gained this influence in some ways and the way it uses it. The New York Times had a story and an analysis drawing from Russian Air Force recordings and other material, eyewitness accounts and other things, that concluded that Russian planes bombed 4 hospitals in Syria in the space of 12 hours in early May of this year during the government and Russian offensive in Idlib province against Assad's enemies. And there have been a lot of also anecdotal and suspicions, I guess, and evidence that Russian planes have bombed hospitals in the past. But this is a report that went into detail and looked into various sources of information and made this conclusion about these specific bombings. And it comes after a lot of the, Russia's support for Assad, in addition to military, has included certainly in the UN Security Council vetoing or threatening vetoes against initiatives that would be aimed to, that had been aimed to stop Assad's, advance against his enemies there. And to hold him accountable for actions like chemical weapons attacks that in many cases have been blamed by the West and others on Assad's forces. So Russia's been involved in kind of the effort to not only prevent the Syrian government from being punished or called to account for things like this, but also is kind of in PR or propaganda, seeking to say that chemical weapons attacks, were not carried out by Assad's forces. But this is an additional thing. The bombing of hospitals. So it just seems like Russia often points to U.S. methods abroad and casts its own military actions as like peacemaking or humanitarian missions. The war in Georgia was, said by Russia to be essentially an enforcement of peace. But reports like this, I think expose what seem to be very, very different motives on the part of Russia. That's it for today. I'll be back next Monday. Meanwhile, please have a look at my Week in Russia article, which comes out on Fridays, and subscribe if you'd like. Thanks for listening.